You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Well, wow. What a day yesterday was, huh? Unreal. Who would have thought the 26 centimeters overnight would bring about such a complete reset? That was just remarkable. And then to get bluebird conditions in the afternoon? Oh yeah, if you were up yesterday, it was truly magical and I am stoked for you. I am still stoked on sharing some amazing power runs and face shots with friends. Oh my gosh, flute yesterday? Unreal. Yeah, a hell of a day. And you know what? Today's going to give you some great conditions to hunt after it too. And we should make the most of it because the freezing level shooting up to 3,500. In fact, even higher on Saturday is, going to feel very, very different and bring us some really dangerous avalanche conditions. So for today, we're going to have initially some pretty cloudy skies, but then brighter conditions. Yeah, think yesterday's kind of opening and yeah, what with that high pressure kind of really coming in tomorrow, we're going to have some cooler temperatures today. Like this morning's -9 at the Horseman Hut, -8 at the peak, and really calm winds. We're talking wind speeds of, you know, maxing out at 24 kilometers an hour from the southwest from the peak. And at the Roundhouse, -7. Yeah, same at the Rendezvous with an alpine high of -6 at that elevation at 1800 meters kind of expected today. But yeah, this high pressure is going to bring in some afternoon sunshine and some light winds, which will be beautiful. And if you're looking for soft pack groomers, Harmony Ridge is run of the day on Whistler. But I did notice that Cruiser Rolls are actually groomed on Blackcomb and Catskinner is groomed today. So that'll be super fun. But no, still no lower gear jammer. but yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day. Wow. So I will see you up there again. Day 52. I'm excited. But yeah, can't tell you enough how warm it's going to be on Saturday, Sunday, but really kicking off tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a quick transition. You know, in the morning, a freezing level of sort of, yeah, in and around Olympic, below Pig Alley, but it'll shoot up to 3,200 by the afternoon and evening. And that's really going to affect our snowpack. Like today's avalanche advisory is considerable in all elevations. So considerable danger in alpine, tree line, below tree line, with the bulletin reading that it's not a trustworthy snowpack. We have fresh surface instabilities, deeply buried weak layers that have combined to create dangerous avalanche conditions. So lots to consider here. If you're thinking that this weather window could utilize a good opportunity to get out, then really consider that, you know, considerable means that, you know, we should be so cautious, like looking at low angle terrain, not big objectives. And for anybody wondering too, if you've got, say, a booking at the Keys and Clare Hut, somebody asking about this weekend, they're concerned about the warming effect and how that's going to affect our snowpack. Well, if the avalanche conditions are ever rated for the Sea to Sky Bulletin by Avalanche Canada as high or extreme, they will actually refund you in full if you wish to cancel. So FYI, just if you wanted to know that. But yeah, due for the AVI risk to go back up to high in all elevations tomorrow due to, of course, this warming trend. And I'm not seeing any min reports from the past few days, of course. People skiing, holding back and not skiing in those really high AVI conditions. Great to see. And of course, I'm going to reiterate that tree wells are such a prolific problem right now. What with the amount of snow we've had, like we're talking, yeah. If I didn't clarify that, no centimeters overnight, but 17 centimeters in 24 hours. We've had over a meter and a half in the past 7 days. It gives us a base of 2.9 meters on Whistler at Pig Alley. And we finally have a base of over 2 meters at the Catskinner weather plot too. So yeah, all this snow means that tree wells are really prolific and, you know, I nearly got launched into some trees yesterday, avoiding a collision on the cat track coming back from Symphony to Harmony. And, you know, those high volume times when you're tired from shredding POW are when accidents really happen. So take it easy out there and ride with friends because it's so much more fun. But I do want to give you your update on valley weather and road conditions, of course, brought to you by Bryce Morris from Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. If you're looking for a new adventure vehicle in the Cedar Sky, then give him a call. There will be no opportunity to call on the Duffy Lake Road, what with no cell signal on that elevation. If you're going through there tomorrow, they are doing avalanche control work. That's planned between 9 and 12. Expect some minor delays. That is absolutely happening tomorrow, with some continued bridge maintenance too on the 99 just south of Whistler if you're heading southbound from 8 till 3:30. That's happening today with a left lane blockage. But otherwise, nothing major. Although I've got to say, those potholes by the SLCC on Blackcomb Way are pretty major. Yeah, what with some melt in there the other days and, yeah, some precip. There, oh, man, it is primed if you're a pedestrian to get some splashback there. Look out for that. And in the valley today, what with having a high yesterday of 5.3 degrees, it really warmed up more than its forecast high of 2 degrees in the sun yesterday. Oh yeah, après, beautiful. But we're going to have a mainly cloudy day today before the sun pokes through, with a high therefore of 6 by the afternoon. It'll be warm, and sunset tonight is at 9:15. But with these high pressure conditions rolling in before that temperature spike, we'll actually have a low of -4 into dawn tomorrow at 7:28, yeah, before we see potentially a warming of 10 degrees in the valley. I don't know, about 18 in the valley on Saturday. Oh my gosh, wear your sunscreen this week. Whoa. Yeah, wow, it's gonna get warm tomorrow, but a high of 6 degrees expected today. So it's a Wednesday, tons of events happening. Let's have a look at the fact that the online meditation session that happens on Wednesdays is happening at the library. And I know I mentioned it yesterday at the SLCC at 3 p.m. today, but they have their medicine bag workshop. Yeah, make sure you pre-register, of course, for that event today. And they also have another event at the library too. It's happening at the Fireplace Lounge. Brett Popplewell will be talking. He's an author of An Old Man, A Mountain, and The Search for a Hidden Past. And yeah, is looks at the life of an aging former stuntman living in a bus on a mountain. Yeah. This author will be chatting at the Fireplace Lounge at the library today at 6 p.m. And of course, it's Wednesday, so a plethora, the usual plethora of programming from the library, like its outreach program and worker services program. All of that is happening. Legal advocacy at the library is happening as well today between 12 and 2 at the community room, which happens. They've done a few cancellations recently, so that's amazing. If you're looking for some free legal advice, guidance on public education, mediations in areas like human rights, Tennessee disputes, you name it. So yeah, a great resource in our community. Oh, and episode 3 of Out of Service came out yesterday. You're welcome. But I'm really loving watching a few videos, a bit of video footage from yesterday, including one from the Low Pressure Podcast, Buddy going for a triple backflip off the waterfalls. Wow. Yeah, something else. there isn't a video of me dancing at the Hair Farmers Après yesterday, but the Hair Farmers are, of course, playing Après at Merlin's today, and that goes off. Maybe I'll do a double whammy. We'll see. But Ruckus Deluxe are playing Après at the Dublin Gate today. And of course, Let's Get Quizzical is happening at Tapley's tonight. And speaking of going off, yeah, look like the ski tour, a WB staff event at the Roundhouse last night did for sure. And more things going off. I'm sure you've seen it. Hey, the video of a car with its paw on the horn at lot 7, or is it lot 8? Either way, hilarious video. But yeah, the one, or everybody getting it after yesterday, all the hootering, hollering, that beautiful footage of the first wave coming down Shale Slope. Yeah, I'm sure you're pinching yourself too. I think we've all been reminded about our privilege here. Like, yeah, life's been really good these past couple of weeks. So feeling very grateful and lucky. Hope you are too. A few people might feel extra gratitude today on their birthdays. That's right. Jennifer Marion Lawrence's birthday today. Stephanie Redmond's. You might know Stephanie as one of the owners of the wonderful Raven Room. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday. Along with Logan Smith's as well. And let's give you some throwback facts, shall we? Looked like a really great special yesterday from Stinkies on the Stroll. Well, here are some pretty cosmic facts for you from that wonderful locals bar. Did you know that William Herschel saw what he thought was a comet for the first time on this day in 1781, but it was actually the discovery of the planet Uranus? Yeah. Well, not just that. It was on this day in, let me double check here, 1930 that Clyde Tombaugh announced the discovery of Pluto at Lowell Observatory. So same day. Isn't that uncanny? Also pretty cool, in 1877, Chester Greenwood patented earmuffs after inventing them aged 15. Yeah, stuff you didn't know you needed to know. Well, now you do. Or how about the fact that Jimi Hendrix scored his highest chart debut on this day in 2013 when his studio album People, Hell and Angels was re-released. Yeah, wild. Or the fact that Radiohead released their second studio album, The Bends, on this day in 1995. Oh yeah, hell of an album. Yeah, proper like British classic, innit, bruv? And speaking of a British classic, the Marquee Club in London was a hugely important venue for the emerging like British scene back in the 60s. Pink Floyd appeared there for the first time on this day in 1966. Yeah, all right. Joke of the day for you today, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. Not much of a joke, really, actually. I've been banned. From the Secret Cooking Society. I kept spilling the beans. Track of the day for you today comes from an English singer and songwriter. She's actually from the town of Cheddar. Yeah, has quite a lot of like Remy Wolf, Benny and Fleetwood Mac influences. Her name is Jo Hill and the track is called Glastonbury. Because I don't know about you, but with this warming weather coming our way, I'm reminded of, some music things coming up on the calendar for sure. But Jo Hill's track Glastonbury that came out last year is track of the day. Still buzzing from yesterday. Oh my gosh, the power legs at the end of the day. It was real. I did some stretching. Hope you did too. Yeah, but take care today. Have fun. And wear your sunscreen.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.